The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD100-2031, NMLS number 186375. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
98KUPD.
Time now for What Would Brady Do? Brought to you by our friends at M&P Jewelers, right there on 12th Street and Indian School. If you want to go on in there, the Mo Money Pawn, they'll take that jewelry for you, and they'll sell you something as well. If you've ever had to get rid of jewelry, you know it can be quite a pain. These guys make it real easy on you and give you a good fair price. And also, if you're looking to buy something, they've got all sorts of options there. Again, fairly priced. Before we get to What Would Brady Do, we have not mentioned that the great Kamala, the Ugandan giant from wrestling, passed away. The great Kamala. Do you follow wrestling at all, Brett?
I did back in the day.
Yeah, Kamala
I don't follow any of the new stuff.
Yeah, Kamala was a pretty good one. The thing
James
that I,
Harris.
Yeah, the thing I didn't know is that he's Kamala Harris. He might be the vice president of the United States. I didn't realize that they had the same name. Is it Kamala or Kamala?
Kamala.
No, him or the girl, the VP.
I've heard both.
Because it got me and my friend Colin talking yesterday after Kamala Harris died. That wouldn't it be great if Joe Biden just picked Honky Tonk Man to be his vice president? Because if you got Kamala Harris on the line, why not Honky Tonk Man? Because it's been a long time since we had a vice president with mutton chops. And I think that's an essential thing. But the
Jim Hacksaw
the
Duggan.
T-shirts alone of Biden Tonkman would be pretty awesome if you just had those Biden Tonkman 2020 and then Honky Tonk debating. Why not? Is that Kamala? Yeah. At the end?
Jim Harris has him down.
Kamala Harris, Brady, please. He's in a wheelchair. I didn't. What happened to him?
I don't know, but he looks like large Dennis Haysbert.
And they used to dress him up like they put like bones in his nose, and but yeah, the great Kamala Harris has passed away. Joe Biden was alerted and told that now I guess Susan Rice has to be the vice president because he was very confused. Biden once he heard the news, he's like, "Oh man, no, it's a different Kamala Harris."
I saw someone had a shirt on that said "Nope, 2020."
Yeah, that's how I feel. The giant meteor is back, and I want it to win re-election. He pulled a gun on Andre the Giant. That Rise and Fall show on, I forget what channel that is, where you do all the wrestling documentaries are like an hour long each. Amazing stuff. What did he die of, the Kamala? COVID, I think.
No.
Really? I think so. He did die of COVID, yeah. He had underlying conditions, obviously, the wheelchair and such. So, diabetes. So he's in there with Wilford Brimley as the last two diabetes in the threesome. But tough going there. Kamala Harris is gone, and Joe Biden scrambles because his diminished mental skills can't quite differentiate between the news and reality.
He was 70, and he only retired 10 years ago.
Yeah. That tells me that he probably spent poorly through his heyday. If you still have to wrestle.
Back out on the road.
Oh, the Ugandan Giants got to do it again. Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Dear Brady. The owner of my company is an old man, 70-year-old plus. I don't know how old, but he's in his 70s. And he's worth millions. He's built this beautiful company. He's a wonderful man, super nice. His son, however, is a girl fart.
Oh, it took me a second.
Oh, yeah. It always does. It always takes you a second to hope what you just heard was what you just heard rather than the opposite. I'll read that again. His son, however, is a girl fart. The old man is stepping away at the end of August, and the son is next. Well, I have an email from the son 6 years ago asking for pictures of my ass. He was trying to be funny, but he's that unfunny guy who thinks people like him, but they're just pretending because he's the boss's son. Anyway, turning him in would get me paid, but it would destroy the business and definitely destroy the old man. What would you do? Sarah, fake name.
I'm not destroying the company.
No?
Too many other people involved.
Yeah. What about just that guy?
I don't know if you could.
Like if you just hated your boss and you had stuff on him. And then all of a sudden, time has come now. The old man steps away.
I mean, on something like that, it would have to – there would have to be a little more to it.
I don't know.
Asking for pictures.
What way? I don't know. Boss is saying, let me see your butt. That's it. I mean, Tripp's done it.
I just,
I've shown him my ass a few times because, you know, Tripp and I – yeah, I know. But, you can't go asking for butts as a manager. That's never been kosher, especially now. So she's got them, right?
And back in the day, there's some, you know, or someone could be joking, too.
It doesn't matter.
You just don't know. I know.
It doesn't
matter.
Do
but
that.
Do I think that's enough to completely cancel a person?
Yes.
Yeah?
You don't think so?
No, I think there's...
If somebody
I think a person should be able to handle that and just immediately say, no, that makes me uncomfortable. Knock it off. Now, if the guy keeps coming back.
Yeah, I don't know the story, but she can make it look like that. Made her uncomfortable.
And that's what I'm saying. There's just not enough to the story. If there's something more to it and this guy has a track record of it, then you got something.
I don't know.
How many times? Didn't she say multiple?
Well, she said, I've got emails. Oh. But even still, anything right now being presented that said, here's an email from the boss's son saying, show me your ass. And the whole company hinges on this family running it.
Yeah.
It's bad. The dude is in trouble. But my problem is...
Again, would you write a letter of recommendation for this person?
No. But my problem is sitting on it for 6 years to use it against him when it really didn't bother you.
Yeah.
Like if it really made you uncomfortable and it's really bad and you don't want to work for this guy, sure. Turn him in. But if you're doing it just because you don't like him and you've been waiting for the right time to get him,
yep,
that's almost as bad as what he did. But bosses, you can't ask for butts. Trip. He still hasn't come down. I think he's furious at me.
No, he laughed when I mentioned it to
him. Did he?
That's a very WKRP morning on our show this morning.
What, huh?
He says, really? I said, I love the air checks. They sound like 70s WKRP.
Oh, I see what he said. Oh, you said, WKRP wasn't real. Trip's real.
Okay.
You're missing it. What's he talking about? It's that cup of pancakes he ate. Toledo is the last person alive to have Aunt Jemima's pancakes on the go for breakfast, which I didn't realize was a necessity in America. That the one problem with pancakes was being sedentary. They're too stationary. You have to move them around. One thing everybody
I'm
loves about
you,
pancakes.
These flapjacks on a go and a cup.
Because you know what I think of when I'm eating pancakes? Hustle and bustle. My day is just getting going. My belly is full of pancakes, and that means I'm ready for everything. I've never seen pancakes in a cup for mobile
use. I hadn't either. That's why I got them.
What
dollar store? Yeah. That's
right. They're selling pancakes on the go to like the – this is what always is on the news saying there's a disproportionate food problem with the poor community because they get pancakes on the go and we get
fries.
Whole Foods. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No,
I'll show you the receipt.
No.
Show me the receipt.
Yeah, it is not fries. Fries not serving pancakes on the go.
It's Aunt Jemima. They had to get rid of
it. Yeah, that's true. Was it on sale?
That's the reason why it was 80
like
cents.
80 cents for how many pancakes are in the cup?
One.
And it's blended.
It's just the batter. It's the batter heated up.
And he poured syrup on it, and it's stunk
to
high
heaven. No, it's all in one.
Oh, it's in there?
Hot water, and you nuke it.
Oh, Toledo, this is the poorest you've ever been.
Are you going back? Was it tasty?
I got two more in the other.
You are not going to eat those. I'm banning those from the office.
Come on.
No, I got emails says he asked me for my ass. Now, technically, I have kind of a management position, and I've sent you guys shots of me in my underpants. That's uncomfortable. Yeah. You could use that against me someday. And I would laugh in court.
You forced us to watch it and post it. Actually, we didn't post
it. No, don't post it. I mean, I don't care if you do, but don't.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, no more pancakes on the go.
It's like overnight food.
Yeah, it's worse than overnight food. It's like for a guy who thinks he's really, you know, moving in life, a mover and a shaker. But you're not. You're eating pancakes in a cup.
What about waffles to go?
No, you're a failure if you eat any pastry blended in a cup. Your life is a failure.
Bundt cake.
I just don't have time to sit down and enjoy a bunch of pancakes. So I need them like liquefied, drinking them.
How did it taste, though? Did it taste like regular pancakes, or was it?
No, it didn't, but it wasn't bad.
My friend Colin and I did a fake commercial years ago called Waffle Punch, where it was a delicious flavor of waffles in a punch, like it blended into a drink.
And, like a smoothie.
Yeah,
almost.
It was like a, and I thought, how ridiculous, this is 1997, how ridiculous would this be? It's real. It's now real. We have pancake punch. You could drink it. Add
pancake
water.
Soda.
It's what he had. He had a glass of pancakes this morning for breakfast. When you walked by that aisle, you're like, pancakes in a cup, finally.
What? Yeah.
No. It was in a basket. They're getting rid of it.
Your kids just slap their foreheads. If I was your kid, I'd dye my hair and go into disguise too.
You take that back.
He looks like he's got the hair from the end of The Outsiders. Anyway. Dear Brady, how do I fire my best friend's wife? She's doing a good job, but the more I work with her, the more I realize I don't like her. She's going to make me want to stop hanging out with my friend. Once or twice a month, not so bad for dinners, but every day I'm realizing I just don't like her. Help me find a way, Brian.
Well, you can just fire someone for...
Yeah, but how do you do that with the best friend status? You know?
I would approach your friend first and say, any way you could just end it with her divorce.
Oh, you try to end that?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
How important is our friendship?
What's more important?
Bros?
Yeah. Bros before her. So you try to break up their marriage first. If that doesn't work, budget. It's a budget cut.
Can be, yeah. There's an opportunity right now, especially with the COVID madness.
You can fire her. For no reason, also, but the explaining, or just tell her the truth. Just say, "Look,
is that true?
We're around
in
each other
state?
Too much.
I know it's a right to work state, but how come everybody that gets fired says that they needed paperwork before they got fired?
I don't understand the paperwork thing, but you can can people
because
for whatever
that's
reason.
Supposed to be the thing in this state. You can do that, but everyone
you just make something up.
How is that possible?
You're a jerk.
That's with the official AR. That's why, right here.
Yeah, that's why I'm never allowed in those meetings. You're a jerk. People think you're a jerk.
John, you're off the planning
You
committee.
Used to be allowed to do that. I don't like you anymore, and I don't want you here. You'd be like, oh, my God. And then lawyers got involved, and you can't call people a jerk at work anymore. Just tell her that it's not working. Why? I'm not comfortable with you here. We're too close of friends. I shouldn't have hired you. You can stay for 2 weeks. I'll help you get something else.
So you can't say, I don't like you.
I don't like you this much.
Ah. Do you have to add that?
Yeah, it's like this is too much us. Just be honest.
I think
it's hurting
the
friendship. Yeah, I think it's hurting the friendship because it's like, I don't like being your boss. I think that's a good one. I like being your boss and your husband's my best friend. It makes me uncomfortable. It's weird. And you're a jerk. Dear Brady, one of my I think we did that one last time. I got a pile. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. If this is familiar, it's because I've got a pile of these things. One of my best friends is under the impression that after high school we're going to be roommates. Did we do that?
Yeah, I think we
I think
did.
We did. Yes. Yeah, I think we did that last week. That was Metallica's drive-in. I'm very organized today. Dear Brady, is my penis truly satisfactory? I'm not going to lie. It's 4 inches erect. My ex-girlfriends have all said that it just doesn't matter, but they're all ex-girlfriends for a reason. They left at one point or another. Is it my penis? I'm in shape. I'm funny. I'm 24. What's the truth, wise older man? Do women lie about this? Signed, Matt. No, it's not Jeremy.
There might be some challenges downstairs.
With a 4-inch penis?
Yeah.
Do women lie about it?
That just means you have to up your game and other skill arts.
Orally, you're saying orally. But still, 4-inch
penis. Yeah, that's a route to go.
It's a problem.
Yeah,
and women do lie about it.
There's plenty of women out there.
Yeah, there's not. You know what women say all the time? Are you sure? Are you telling me from experience?
Yeah.
There aren't. No, there's not. She's going to leave. Women, you know what the funny thing is? You talk to every woman and they say, size doesn't matter unless it's too small or too big. Well, what you just said was size matters. Because it does.
Sure.
It doesn't.
It does too. And it should. Your size matters. If you're a gaper, it matters. We know what's been going on there.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
You know, The other thing, you know, if she's a Kegel machine, that's fine by us.
Still can make it work.
But yes, size matters. It always has. It always will. Women have lied about this forever.
It doesn't matter. It's emotions that count.
No, it's not. I've seen porn. There's nobody like going, God, he's so emotional. It matters.
Dear John, you satisfy them with your smooth egg balls, signed Bruce Cooper.
I try to. Well, that's a throwback to Cooper.
My smooth egg balls.
You can satisfy a woman in a ton of ways, but if you're small in that regard, fully erect 4 inches, she's going to wonder what it's like elsewhere.
Save some money. You could probably get some surgery done.
Date a midget. It'll look huge in her little tiny hands.
Or find a small...
A little girl.
Yeah.
Not like a, like a grown-up. Yeah. I think watch we're all on the same page. Yeah, that did sound bad.
Whoa.
A small woman, I'll say. They're everywhere. It's called Asia. They're all over the planet. There's tons of them.
That was my point at the beginning. Asia. No, there's not.
Well, I don't think they like it. I'm just saying. You have to date a really little one. She's still going to leave you.
You won't hear too buku too often.
Yeah, you're going to be...
Full-size women are off your plate.
Yeah, you're going to be alone a lot. There's going to be... You're going to have, you know, valleys and mountains and most of the time valleys. And it is your penis's fault. You have to be normal at best. You can't be little. Because every girl I've ever talked to...
Doesn't matter. Unless it's too small.
What's too small?
You know.
They definitely talk about the extremes, whether it's too big or the...
So size matters. Size is a thing.
Yep.
They have a nice, big, fat middle window that this guy's not in. It's too small.
But micro isn't like...
3 inches.
That's what. That's the definition?
Micro penis is like 3.3.
Erect?
I've looked into it.
Yeah.
How close am I? Yeah, erect.
And what is it, 1 in 1,500 or something like that?
Yeah, what we determined it was like at every sold-out Suns game, there's been like 112 micropenises in the stadium. Statistically, you're probably right now in this room. Jeremy.
He just walks in.
Are you micro? Normal, you think? Do you ever, have you ever, he gives me the come say come sa.
Más o menos. Just right.
Just normal. That's what I'm Goldilocks. I've always called my penis like a Native American. It leaves the soil as it found it. No damage done. But yeah, 4.5 inch penis guy.
Sorry, dude.
You're going to be alone a lot. You're not going to have a long relationship unless you're dating a girl in a wheelchair. So start becoming attracted to that.
Even blind.
Oh, yeah. No, blind does it. They're super powerful senses. She's going to know. She's you might as well date a ruler. She's going to know for sure.
That LIDAR will.
Yeah, it's going to pick up immediately.
Let me feel your face. And then, I'm sorry.
You know what? I got to wash my hair. I mean, I got to have somebody wash my hair. How do you know when you're done? I'm not talking to you anymore. It's a problem. But Brady's right. You can date an Asian, but they're not going to stay. 4.5 inches. Maybe save the money and add up. Don't fall for those back ad pages either of enhancement pills. That's not a thing. And trust me, from experience, I've given that a run. Because
the pump you had, right?
I have a pump. I want to
have a pump.
I have a pump, and that works, but it's temporary. You turn into a beast, but it's like 4 minutes and it hurts. Like it's just nothing good comes out of that.
You got to drop some dough for the Ultrex 6000.
Yeah, you got to get surgery to make it. But I've tried pills because I want a leg. Like I've seen porn. I want one of those and I don't have it. Mine's fine, but who wants fine? And you can have extraordinary. Like Brett's got. Convinced of it. This is so silent during these times. Dear Brady, I want to date a coworker. How do I do this in 2020 with hashtag Me Too, COVID, and HR? It's a nightmare. Timothy.
You want to take a break from that right now.
You don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't. Quit your job. That's the only way to date a coworker. And finally, let's see. We'll try this one. I'm seeing a girl. Her name is Morgan. She's 21. We live in Michigan. She has a four-year-old daughter and is completely irresponsible. I think I've done that one, too.
Break up.
Tulu keeps handing me all the old ones. Okay, how about this? I have a question. I recently my friend ghosted me, which I was sure was due to her husband. For context, we're just good friends. We talk music, philosophy, psychology. We struck a good bond during the pandemic and realized we could have been better friends when we met 4 years ago. But I've got a girlfriend and kids. She's married. So this wasn't a fling or scandalous. In reality, I have a hard time making genuine friends. So I was really happy that we bonded. She would often tell me her relationship to her husband, and then it cuts off. I think someone got to him while this was being emailed and killed him. Can you be friends and be married or have a girlfriend?
That's tough sometimes. You have to be in communication with your significant other on that one at any time that you're saying, you know, you have to ask yourself, would you be comfortable with her
right.
having a guy friend that they bond with? And if you are, it doesn't work every time.
No.
But, I mean, there's plenty that I've been – could have been friends with.
Right.
Definitely exes. You can't be friends with an
right.
ex again.
No.
That just doesn't work.
No. If they've seen your wiener and used it for any reason at all, you're no longer capable of being friends. It's a step backwards, and that's not what friendship's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's supposed to go forward. You can't take backwards. Like, you can force yourself to be friends because you have kids together or something, but you can't be real friends. And I don't think, like, you can be real friends. Again, somebody's going to have to go. If we're pals and you're a hot girl and I meet another girl and we're just friends and the other girl's going to be like, what do you need her for? Like, and a guy's the same way. It's like, what do you need Brett for? And his big schwants. I don't need this. Like, well, yeah, but he talks to me about philosophy and it's like, well, then go marry him. Well, I don't want. I just want to be friends with him. I don't understand that. Talk to me about philosophy. I know Nietzsche.
Big fan.
Huge fan of the Nietzsche. I also like pro wrestling. So we could talk about all sorts of stuff. I don't think you can truly have a close opposite sex friend if you're in a relationship. You can have acquaintances.
It can be tough.
But you can't have a close opposite sex friend. You can fool yourself into thinking you're doing it, but you're not. You're just making everybody mad. Brett, do you have any girlfriends?
Acquaintances.
Plus, guys don't like women like that. You don't want to hang out with them if they're not, if there's no interest.
But
beyond
now,
friendship.
Now, is keeping up with him on Facebook or texting or anything like that? I mean,
what do you mean by
how
keeping
far,
up with him?
Well, just seeing what's going on or what have you. You know, they like your posts or what have you.
And then you strike up a friendship?
No. I'm talking about like somebody you knew in the past. Not necessarily an ex-girlfriend.
You didn't bone her?
No.
Did you want to?
No.
You can be friends.
That's fine.
Okay.
Just can't be in person with her.
Okay.
And you can't talk about anything really personal. You know, you start doing that, then why aren't you talking to your significant
other?
That's
true, yeah.
I just need somebody to talk to, and I can't talk to her. Now
you need
a
life coach, then.
You need one of them life coaches or a psychic. Yeah, if you start talking to someone else, then you won't talk to your significant other, and you're talking to them. It's an affair. It's the same as an emotional affair.
Once you find where it gets to the point where, like, oh, even though you say, oh, it's a friendship, and it's okay, But once you find yourself, I better not let her know on this.
Right.
Like if
right,
you're
right.
going different
You're hiding conversations.
Yes.
Then you
got to
be careful.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, you may say, and it isn't like an affair, but that's how your other person's going to see it. Like Medea's not going to be happy if you're out there chatting it up with some girl and you're like, yeah, we talk about things I don't talk about with you.
Right.
You're not doing that.
No.
And that's what a friend is.
And I would be the same way though, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes both ways on that.
Like in this room, we're all friends. And we talk about horrific sex acts with people who aren't our wives or girlfriends. Horrible stuff. The things we do to Hildy, we'd never bring up. But that's what you talk about with your friends. Things you can't talk about with your wife.
Yeah, because I tried it with Ronnie a couple of times.
The Hildy stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I would bury it so deep in that. Wouldn't you think, Ronnie? I'm not comfortable with this. I want to slap her. I got this weird urge to just slap her. I like her.
Yeah, because you don't talk about that with your wife. Because you're still a dude, but they don't understand that. And they talk about it, too. Size matters, and they talk about it as much as us. Toledo, you can't have friends. Girls.
No.
None of us do.
Well, no. I have, you know.
You've got Christy,
I get,
which we all find
things,
miraculous.
And I Yeah, but
yeah, does that
I
count?
Have to be careful.
Yeah, and it's amazing. We haven't figured this out at all.
And Ronnie's okay with that?
Yeah.
That didn't sound too definitive there.
No. No, she's yeah.
Like, you couldn't hang out. No, yeah, it's like she's okay with it.
But I try to, you know, that's the thing. And I'm like, I always say, hey, if it gets to the point or whatever, you know, if you think I'm doing too much, let me know.
All right, Brady.
I haven't.
What's
you
too
know,
much?
The
lay down
is,
the law. All right, Brady.
And then I show her, I go, line. Is this too much? And yeah. We're both naked. And I'm like,
when I put this here, is it too much?
What about now?
How many of these do I get?
All right, one more.
I only need five.
Start the clock.
Yeah. It's not a comfortable thing. It's not comfortable for me. I'm uncomfortable with your relationship with her. I don't like it at all. I like the both of you, but I just don't like you together. Makes me feel like I have to lie to people. Like if I get a call,
do you know where Brady is?
He's not with Christy. I know that. I don't know. Last I saw him, he was golfing with a bunch of dudes.
When we're together, most of the time it's on film.
Yeah, okay. I still don't like that either. I'm not telling
some of the
that.
I have some in the vault.
He's making a movie with his girlfriend.
Leave that open ended either. Every time we're together, it's on film.
Hey, Ronnie, no.
Make sure we're filming. Yeah.
I saw Brady leave with Christy and a camera. I don't know what they're doing. Filming a warthog or something.
Keep it on the warthog.
It's creepy.
Thanks for lying for me.
I didn't know that I was, but you're making me very uncomfortable. I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can. Anyway, there you go. That is what Brady did. Can't be friends. Your penis, yeah, that poor guy, the 4.5-inch guy. And that would be rough to recognize it.
Yeah.
Maybe Brett's got that going on, the Italian backwards.
Could be.
You could. Yeah, you're never going to tell. That's right.
Could be.
That's why he's got that
salami.
Tiny Asian girl hanging around him all the time.
Tiny Asian girl.
Yeah. Isn't she Asian?
Who, Medea? Yeah. See, now you got me saying it.
I walked right into it.
Her real name's not Medea. I just didn't know it for the longest time, so I stuck with that. It's Matthias.
Yes. No, it's not Matthias. No!
I don't know who you're talking about. She's the Asian one that Brett hangs out with.
Methuselah?
Methuselah. Yeah, that's right. Methuser. What's her name?
That's one of my overnighters.
Yeah, that's true. Matthias? Matia.
Matthias.
Matthias. Yes. Medea's better.
You sure you're pronouncing it right?
Matthias.
I'm positive.
Yeah, you better check.
I have to hear that all the time.
Matthias. Yeah, she's a lovely lady. Little Asian lady. Keeps
it's not Asian.
She's either that or she's always crying. I don't know what's going on. That, my friends, is what Brady did. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB 100-2031, NMLS Number 186377. LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.